see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over in Gaylord. Tony and his team are standing by to get you on the road for the rest of this summer, get you the ideal travel trailer, get you ready for winter. If you decide that you want to go after the November election, you want to head south for the winter, they've got the perfect, absolutely perfect camper, trailer, fifth wheel, motorhome, whatever it is you're looking for, they have it. So absolutely, absolutely want you to go over and visit with them. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Very simple to do. All you have to do is contact them via the website, NorthernMichiganRV.com, or you can give them a call directly on the phone, 989-448-8700. Thinking of upgrading? Well, they want to buy your used motorhome, travel trailer, whatever you have. They'll pay top dollar for the trade-in. The process is very fast and easy, and they will give you top dollar for it and move you right into exactly what you're looking for. If you've got a big fifth wheel, you no longer need it. The family's downsized. The kids have grown up. Take your fifth wheel there. They'll give you a great price for it and get you into a smaller travel trailer. Lightweights. Tell them your VIN number. The VIN number of your vehicle. They'll look up your vehicle that you currently have based on its engine, transmission, rear end. They'll be able to look it up and tell you exactly what their inventory is on the lot. And you'll be able to go and look at the different options you have with the current vehicle you already own. So again, get your VIN number out off your registration or your proof of insurance. Give them a call, 989-448-8700. They'll look your vehicle up and they'll tell you what they can do for you. Schedule an appointment. You can go down and look at the inventory. They'll take care of you. So definitely, definitely give them a call. Great service department. They'll take care of you. Now, one of the things that we are looking at here too, besides the turnout, again, the way people are voting. Absentee early, absentee going out now, September the 19th. Again, 1 month and 2 weeks from today. This campaign between Benson versus John James, El Sayed versus Mike Rogers, is only going to be 6 weeks. absentee votes, ballots will start going out. People will start voting and dropping them back off, mailing them in, whatever. Well, it's going to happen. Jocelyn Benson won in a landslide, 83-17% over Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. John James, 50% of the vote. Perry Johnson, 35%. Over 12% voted for Mike Cox, who had dropped out of the race. Well, going to be interesting. We'll continue to follow it. We've got other things happening in Lansing. We'll get to those. The race between El Sayed and Haley Stevens. Very narrowly won by El Sayed. It looks like around 20,000 votes. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A couple little smaller side races to talk about this morning. Kind of interesting. State Representative Steve Cara is well on his way to his fourth term in the House after defeating Luke Lorre, son of former state representative Matt Lorry, 58.5% to 35.2%. Third candidate, Max Kuhn, received 6.3%. Carroll will now face Democrat Cole Slaski in the general election, which is not expected to be competitive in November. Cara was seen as the most vulnerable House Republican seeking re-election yesterday. Why? Because Cara became a target from two Consumers Energy-aligned political action committees. $290,000 negative advertising from these two PACs against Cara. Cara was supported by House Speaker Matt Hall on the property tax cut votes, literacy initiatives, as well as the HEAT bill, Ethics, Accountability, and Transparency, by the Speaker Matt Hall. This won him Hall's endorsement and help in this very competitive primary race. But the interesting part of this is that this is very interesting that Consumers Energy would get involved in a Republican primary. While out on the campaign trail, Steve Cara was seen with Perry Johnson talking about data centers. Well, one of the things, and President Trump talked about this last night, when I stayed up and watched at midnight the interview that he was on with Fox News. President Trump wants these data centers to generate their own power, consume whatever they consume, but during low usage, President Trump wants them, the data centers, to give or sell at a very reduced rate the electricity they generate from the data center location, to put that into the grid to lower electric bills for neighboring ratepayers. Whether it be residential customers, business customers, it doesn't matter. The president wants these data centers to generate their own power and during low usage continue to produce that power and to give it to the grid or sell it at reduced rates. Well, Steve Cara, Perry Johnson were very much in line with the president. Consumers Energy spent almost $300,000 in a state house race. Well, they wasted their money because Cara won with almost 60% of the vote. Pretty interesting. Another race that was really interesting, the 8th Congressional District race down in the Flint area. Thomas Smith, a Flint Republican who actually ended his campaign and endorsed another candidate, actually won the primary. In a three-way race, he got 50.3% of the vote. Smith, who helps his son sell a salsa he developed while serving in the military, wrote on July 20th that he wanted the Republicans to unite behind Al Lemo to ensure we defeat Amir Asif Hassan, who Smith described as a possible Trojan horse candidate and a lifelong Democrat. The message came after the ballots were printed, so Smith ended up staying on the ballot. Well, it's interesting because President Donald Trump endorsed Hassan earlier in the campaign. This is very interesting because his endorsed candidate, lost to a person who had already suspended his campaign. Most of it due, again, to early voting via the absentee ballots. Now, president's thinking was that Hassan, alumni of Flint Northwestern's Edison High School, could attract urban voters. In fact, instead, he turned off Republican voters, which opened the door for Smith. Al Lemo, who lives outside the district in Dearborn, mocked the press for not even carrying his press releases. Lemo ended up finishing third with only 16.3% of the vote. Hassan, President Trump's endorsed candidate, got 33%. So it's going to be very interesting to see. Gentlemen who didn't even want the victory ended up with it. Now, I'm looking for and trying to find this morning the primary election results for the 38th State Senate District, and I haven't been able to find it yet. I'm searching the Secretary of State's website. I'm also looking for district races and can't find them just yet. John James District, 10th Congressional District. Well, the former assistant Macomb County prosecutor, Christina Hines, defeated two other attorneys to secure the Democratic nomination and will face off against Republican Michael Bouchard Jr., who easily won his nomination against an overmatched field. Interesting, because Bouchard wiped out his opponents with 73% of the vote. Justin Kirk received 18%, and Robert Lugeri, who dropped out of the race a few weeks ago when President Trump endorsed Bouchard, received 6% of the vote. Third generation Michigander Bouchard was a military captain before returning to Michigan to run for office. He ran on the promise he made the day he came home from Iraq to help rebuild Michigan manufacturing and to keep our community safe. I want to thank the voters of the 10th District for putting their faith in me, Bouchard said. They didn't vote for a candidate. They voted for a mission. I've worn the uniform of our nation, and I faced America's enemies abroad. Now the job is here at home to rebuild Michigan manufacturing, keeping our families safe, and put this district first. I'm ready to deliver on day one. Well, the only thing I got to say about this, thank God the people now of the 10th Congressional District finally will have somebody who lives in the district representing them in Washington. Unlike John James. Going to be very, very interesting to see. And here in our very own first congressional district, Congressman Jack Bergman, cruising through what some thought might be a mildly competitive primary against upstart U.S. Army veteran Justin Michael, who ran a grassroots-spun campaign that proved as formidable as any challenge the five-term incumbent has seen to date. A former congressional candidate from Southeast Michigan, Matthew Denotter, spent $522,898 in TV ads, didn't poll strongly. Bergman will face Democrat Callie Barr in a rematch of 2024. Bergman won that race 59-38%. Barr defeated two challengers to retake the nomination. So, Congressman Jack Bergman, congratulations. Donald Trump's endorsement proved to be overwhelming, and he won last night. Although MERS did not give the percentages of the vote totals, They are simply saying Bergman won and that Justin Michael really presented a very strong competitive race, but the numbers did not show up in this news story. Now, one thing that is looking to be very interesting is this race against incumbent two-term U.S. Congressman Sri Thanadar, the Democrat representing the 13th Congressional District. With 73% of the votes in, McKinney is up by 3,251. The margin is enough for some internet prognosticators to call the race for the two-term state representatives, but MERS has not. McKinney, who was endorsed by the AFL-CIO, U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed, Detroit ministers, and several others, is bested by Thanadar in the first head-to-head primary matchup of the former chemical company owner and the race back in 2024 with Mary Waters. McKinney won despite being outspent 5-1 in television and streaming. So it's going to be very interesting to see. Narrow lead, however, too close to call with only 73% of the votes counted in Detroit, Wayne County. We'll see where this race goes. We'll continue to follow it. We're going to talk about John James winning the nomination last night. We've got the story pulled up, but here's the bottom line numbers. 50% of the vote, with Johnson, Perry Johnson, stuck in the mid-30s, and former Mike Cox, Attorney General, receiving more than 10%. Last night, early on, about 10 o'clock, James said in a statement, "The primary is over. Now we come together. Michigan is on fire, and I've always run toward the fire. I see every Michigander who feels politically homeless, who loves this state, works hard, believes in common sense, and wonders whether anyone in government still sees them." Well, James said, "I see you. I am for you, and there's a place for you in this campaign." Now James can focus on defeating Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson in the November general election. He started the fight by contrasting his goals of freedom, free enterprise, and personal responsibility, compared to what he sees as a socialist agenda that will be presented by the Benson El-Sayed ticket. The choice will be clear. We offer freedom, they offer socialism. We offer change, they offer continued decline. We offer common sense, they offer crazy. Bottom of the hour news of hour number two. We'll be right back.